Last bunch of pit stops, guys.
We had Daniel Suarez get busted for speeding on the pit lane, and here comes a whole pack of cars on the pit road, Kim Coon.
It is a Chevy Brigade on my end. We've got Kyle Busch with a gas and go, as well as William Byron getting a couple seconds of fuel, the oddball Ford, Harrison Burton on my end of pit road as well, Steve Post.
And there are some Fords down here. Michael McDowell, the very first pit box. He's in. Alex Bowman is in. There goes Austin Cindric back out. There goes Bubba Wallace back out. It's a land rush getting back out onto the speedway, Paul Small.
And in the middle of pit road, Ryan Blaney finally making a pit stop along with Christopher Bell.
It is indeed a land rush, rush hour, call it what you want. Trying to get on and off of pit road is hard, and here comes some more. We'll recap what happened with Denny Hamlin here in just a moment and where he cycles around. Here comes a whole bunch of cars, including Joey Logano, Kim.
He's got the first box upon entry. They're going to put the gas can in, get a couple of seconds fuel. He is down and away, finishing up service. Steve Post.
Brad Keselowski brings his Ford in. He is in tandem with Eric Jones. So the manufacturer thing for the Toyotas and Ford is all convoluted up. We've got dogs and cats sleeping with each other. Fords and Toyotas pitting with each other as that group goes down and away. Paul Small, how about in front of you?
Tyler Reddick almost had contact with Josh Berry when they were coming off pit road. Both teams doing Sunoco fuel only. Berry pulling right across the front of Reddick exiting his pit stall.
So the opening round of pit stops have been completed by everybody who has taken the time to come in. Chase Briscoe was on pit road to start this wave of stops. Steve Post, here's Chase Briscoe back in.
Yeah, and I'm not exactly sure why they're pitting again. This time it is going to be tires on the right side, Sunoco Racing Fuel. So we'll go down to check in with Richard Boswell and see what the call was here as they go four tires, chassis adjustment, Sunoco Racing Fuel on the Mahindra car.
Now we are up to 22 lead changes in 45 laps. We believe that everybody, in a quick look, shows us that everybody has indeed come to pit road. There will be another driver returning to pit road, though. Busted for speeding too fast on pit road, Joey Logano.
So he's going to have to make a pass-through penalty, and that will hurt him and his opportunity to maintain speed in the draft. Kyle Larson, let's remind you, is still a lap down after having to make a pass-through penalty after the green flag flew. Zane Smith, also a lap down after missing his pit box and having to come back in.
Actually, Kyle Larson, I believe, is leading the leader. The Kendrick Brigade there has got himself tail end of the lead lap. Timing scoring hadn't caught up with that yet, but Chase Elliott, the leader, right behind Kyle Larson, pushed him along.
And right now, Zane Smith also one lap down. So right now we are scoring Zane Smith as a lap down. Kim Coon, Joey Logano is going to make a pass through too fast on pit road. This is a big blow to Joey.
Absolutely. Joey Logano speeding. He's making his pass through. You hear the Ford Mustang storm by, but man, disaster for Zane Smith. He was on one of the first groups in that wave of green flag stops. He could not get his car slowed down, like I documented, missed his box, had to go all the way down pit road, came back around, made the stop, and then on that stop, like you mentioned, speeding, busted for speeding. So I have seen Zane Smith come by me three times during that cycle.
A series of mistakes you just can't make, whether you're a veteran driver or a young driver like Zane Smith.
Hi, I'm Steven Singer. Yep, that's me, the I Hate Steven Singer guy. You know what I hate? Disappointing my mom. Moms are impossible. You buy them roses and a week later they're dead and forgotten. Oh, the roses, not your mom. What if you could get her a real long stem rose that would last forever? Go now to IHateStevenSinger.com and see my famous roses lavishly and deeply dipped in 24 karat gold. The only rose guaranteed to last a lifetime. They start at $59, shipped with your own personalized Mother's Day card. Only at IHateStevenSinger.com.
NASCAR Street Race Weekend, presented by McDonald's, is coming back to Chicago. A 4th of July weekend festival with the Black Keys and the Chainsmokers on Saturday and Lauren Elena and Keith Urban on Sunday. Plus, NASCAR's brightest stars lighting up the streets.
NASCAR is racing in the streets of Chicago.
The Chicago Street Race Weekend, July 6th and 7th. For tickets and experiences, visit NASCARChicago.com.
Still under the green flag, Austin Cindric is the race leader as they come flying by the start-finish line. Chase Elliott is second, Harrison Burton is third, William Byron is fourth, and Ryan Blaney rounds out the top five. Next time by, there'll be 10 laps to go in stage number one. From Talladega Super Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Hello?
Sherry, guess what? I sold my house in 4 hours.
No way.
My realtor wanted to reduce the price, but I told her having fiber optics all the way to my home can increase the value by $5,000.
And?
I got my full price.
Wow.
Fiber optic broadband was a must-have for the buyers because they telecommute.
I need fiber optic broadband for our house.
You do. Just call 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom at 715-231-2000.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets, FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
Welcome back to Talladega Super Speedway. For the most part, the entire field after a round of green flag stops is bunching back upright together. The race leader is Austin Cindric. Kyle Larson is right there side by side with the leader. However, Larson just trying to stay on by a bumper, the tail end of the lead lap. We'll get you back out there on the racetrack in just a moment. First, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Motor Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on WRDN Durand. NASCAR coverage brought to you in part by the JKO Auto Body and Rod Shop, Madison Street, Durand, and the Rooster Tail Bar and Grill, downtown Durand.
Motor Racing Network is live at Talladega Super Speedway, the NASCAR Cup Series racing the Geico 500. My name is Alex Hayden. Alongside is Jeff Striegel and championship-winning crew chief Todd Gordon. Out in the turns, Dave Moody, Mike Bagley, and Jason Toy. And up and down the pit lane are Steve Post, Paul Small, and Kim Kuhn.
We've had 24 different lead changes, and that's just at the start-finish line. Chase Elliott and Austin Cindric right now are running side-by-side for the lead. Lead lap leaders, well, Martin Truex Jr. has led 16 laps. Daniel Hemric has led 7. And Austin Cindric has led 6. If you are just joining us, it has been a spectacular start to the Geico 500. Now 53 laps complete. And while we have a moment, Alex, why don't we tell everybody where their favorite driver is running, presented by Hands Free. Skechers slip-ins, no bending down, no touching your shoes. Just step in and go with Hands Free Skechers slip-ins.
Race leader at the line last time by was Chase Elliott. That will change this time by as they flash by the start-finish line. It's going to be, Austin Cindric at the front of the field. Harrison Burton will now be second. Chase Elliott will be third. William Byron fourth and Ryan Blaney fifth. Kyle Busch is sixth, Brad Keselowski seventh, Christopher Bell is eighth, Tyler Reddick ninth, and Bubba Wallace is 10th.
Alex Bowman is 11th, Josh Berry 12th, Ross Chastain at the moment 13th in front of Eric Jones, Cody Ware right now is 15th, Noah Gregson, Daniel Hemric, Carson Hocevar 18th, Todd Gilliland 19th, and Michael McDowell, the pole sitter, right now completes the top 20 as, again, they come rumbling off turn number 4 in formation, pace lap, Alex Hayden formation.
Well, and it's something worth talking about. I mentioned Kyle Larson's car. Essentially, if you think about him 2x2 in this draft, Larson is the pole car, if you will, inside of the front row. He is trying to get his lap back. Every now and then, he'll get a fender out in front and be on the tail end of the lead lap. It's important for a couple of reasons. If the caution flag comes out immediately, well, if he's out in front of the race leader by a bumper, he'll be scored as the lead lap car. The free pass then would drive drop back to the next car one lap down, which would be Chase Briscoe. However, the caution comes out and Larson is behind the front bumper of Austin Cindric. Then Larson would be the beneficiary of a free pass to get his lap back.
Kyle Larson has the benefit of his teammate and Chase Elliott lined up right behind. And then we also have another situation, and that is three cars running together, but well behind this lead pack. They include Joey Logano, busted for speeding, BJ McLeod, who pitted early, and Denny Hamlin. Those three cars are running right together. Hamlin had been at the front of the field, Kim Kuhn, but it was a mistake getting on to pit road.
Yeah, and on the radio, Denny Hamlin told his team he slid in some water, so we had some really heavy overnight rains, maybe some latent water on that kind of entry area to pit road, but it completely changed the complexion of that pit stop. He had to change tires after that spin when it was just supposed to be a gas and go, so hopefully it goes smoothly the next time on pit lane.
And when he did spin, and the right front of that FedEx Toyota XSE made some contact with the John Hunter Nemechek car from Legacy Motor Club on the left side of Nemechek's car. That forced an extended stay on the pit lane for Nemechek, and he has lost the draft as well.
And how about this? Remember just a few moments ago, Todd, we were talking about how they slowed the pace down to 181? Last time by, 193 miles an hour. They're hammered down now looking for the green and white checkered flag.
Four laps to go on the stage. Everybody wants to go get those precious stage points and pushing forward on it. That just shows how much they can back these things up to try to make some mileage. Some really quick pit stops on pit road because of some of the savings they had.
So as they make their way up off of turn number four, there'll be three to go here in stage number one. Top 10 finishers at the end of each stage will earn points towards the championship, and it's getting down to it now. Austin Cindric on the outside lane is the race leader. He's got a trunk full of another Ford Mustang dark horse. That's Harrison Burton with the car of Kyle Larson to the inside.
About time to ring the dinner bell and start handing out those stage points, and everybody's tuning it up at the front of the pack. Austin Cindric has the lead by a nose. The lap machine, well, depending on where you catch him, of Kyle Larson right to his left elbow.
Good news for Kyle Larson is he's got a couple of teammates right behind him, Chase Elliott and William Byron there, while Austin Cindric continues to get assistance from Harrison Burton.
Looking further back in the field, third lane, trying to form up. Josh Berry will start that just outside the top 10. Up front, Austin Cindric runs that middle lane with Kyle Larson to his left elbow.
Two to go here in stage number one as they make their way back off four and back through the trioval one more time. Again, on the inside is Kyle Larson, who's trying to get a lap back. On the outside, race leader Austin Cindric.
Larson not in it for the win, but Cindric most certainly is. He's got the advantage by about two-thirds of a car length in that outside lane as they come storming off turn two to the super trip.
Jason mentioned a moment ago about that third wide lane coming into play. It's at the back of the pack, and they don't have the numbers to make it happen. Right now, everybody is snaking around the lap car of Zane Smith, forcing that three wide, he being Zane on the inside.
Zane down to the bottom side, but up front, it continues to be Austin Cindric, about a car length separation back right behind him to Harrison Burton in that second spot, side by side with Chase Elliott.
Nobody's going to step out and make a third line here as they come through the trioval and pass the start-finish line on the exit of the trioval. We begin our final trip at Talladega in stage number one.
Here they come into the 33-degree banking of turn number one. It is Cindric by about a car length over the lap machine of Kyle Larson. Harrison Burton still holding in that number two position. And right behind him as they work down the backstretch is Ryan Blaney.
Leaders bearing down on B.J. McLeod's lap car. B.J. is going to move to the outside of the racetrack. Kyle Larson gets a shove from Chase Elliott. Kyle Larson gets a lap back. They're wheel-to-wheel behind him for the lead.
That's Chase Elliott to the bottom side. Austin Cindric to the top side. This is a battle for the top spot as we come to the end of stage number one. William Byron right behind Chase Elliott on four.
Side by side for the race lead to wrap up stage number one. On the inside, Elliott. On the outside, Austin Cindric. They race back to the line side by side. Give the advantage to Cindric over Chase Elliott, and Austin Cindric has won stage number one. Chase Elliott was right there. The difference 0.0004 of a second. Now we see the caution flag fly. It's Austin Cindric, Chase Elliott, William Byron, Ryan Blaney, and Kyle Busch. That was your top five across the line. Harrison Burton was sixth. Christopher Bell was seventh. Brad Keselowski, eighth. Tyler Reddick, ninth. Alex Bowman across the line to complete the top 10.
And that look at the top 10 and who scored points in this stage is presented by the Powerball. Powerball, the official lottery game of NASCAR, wants to make you a millionaire in Victory Lane. Head to Powerball.com to find out how you can enter the NASCAR Powerball Playoff.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with GEICO, we hired a Shakespearean actor.
Oh, woe is me. Wherefore art thy claims help when I hadst a fender bender?
Pardon the interruption, but when you file a claim with GEICO, your claims team will be in touch right away.
But willest they forget about me later when thou needest updates?
No. They'll always be there to, helpeth you out.
Well, I suppose that I should bemoan something else, like my lactose intolerance. Oh, whyest must Derry disagree with me so savagely?
GEICO. Great service without all the drama.
From Talladega Super Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Configuring the Bluetooth, deciding who controls the music, remembering where you parked. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your vehicle doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like remembering if you're on the third or fourth level of the parking garage. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Adams Super Service of Durant.
Back here at Talladega Super Speedway, pit road is going to remain closed this time by. Gives us a chance to let you know the Xfinity fastest lap of the race so far has been run by Daniel Hemric. He turned a lap at 197.228 miles per hour. Xfinity keeps NASCAR fans in the zone with ultra-low lag and connection you can rely on. Stream NASCAR from the best seat in the house with Xfinity, because you can only live once. Learn more at Xfinity.com.
Running in a pack of three wide, racing at 197 miles an hour. Welcome back to Talladega Super Speedway, running the Geico 500. Pit stops will be coming up shortly. Kyle Larson, free pass. He will go back to the lead lap, and that should give us 34 cars on the lead lap. One lap down. Chase Briscoe, if you remember, he was on and off pit road twice. Daniel Suarez is a lap down. BJ McLeod, who had been running at the front end of the field, and what a day it would have been for BJ, Alex. He's on pit road and coming away now. BJ being scored a couple of laps down, and the same for Zane Smith.
Yeah, you're right about that. BJ McLeod has just been pushed back to the pit lane. Not sure if he ran out of gas or what the case was, but yeah, he was up at the front of the field taking his turn leading. Denny Hamlin shoved him to the lead, and BJ McLeod now having some issues with the race car, and he's fallen now two down back in the 37th spot. But isn't that Talladega in a snapshot? It doesn't matter where you start the race. As long as your car's running, you're going to have your shot at the front of the field at some point or another.
Well, we talked about it with Mike Bagley at the top of NASCAR Live Race Day. The highs and lows of Talladega. 1 minute you're leading the race. The next minute you're a lap down, Todd. This track, as big as it is, can reach up and bite you in a hurry.
It can. You've got to execute perfectly to put this together. just because you've got to work with so many other people. And if you lose that help, you're going to be vulnerable. So see where it all goes here in stage two.
And the green light, that Whelan Engineering green light to drivers left at the opening of pit road has just been illuminated. So if drivers and teams elect to come to pit lane, they can do it this time by without penalty. I don't know, Jeff, what do you think? They were just on a moment ago. Very quick pit stops. I think they need some Sunoco fuel in the tank.
You're asking me? I'm going with four tires, Sunoco fuel, and get it ready to run the second stage. Let's find out together. Austin Cindric, Chase Elliott, William Byron, here they come. Ryan Blaney, Kyle Busch, and more. Kim Coon.
And William Byron peels off. His crew's going to go to attention. He will take fresh Goodyear tires, Sunoco fuel. Said the car is great. Just some conversation with his spotter, Brandon Lyons, on how he can call William into the turns better. Mark Truex Jr. in four tires, Sunoco fuel. Noah Gregson, Kyle Busch, Harrison Burton, Ryan Preece, all getting service on this end of pit road. Steve Post.
Four tires, Sunoco racing fuel for everybody down here. Bubba Wallace is in getting the service. Here's Austin Cindric, Michael McDowell, Eric Jones is in, Alex Bowman is in. The race up from pit road is three wide, side by side, or two wide. I think Chase Elliott got it over. Kyle Busch went out in the second spot. Maybe Kyle was an inch ahead. Looked like Ryan Blaney, Austin Cindric, and how about Harrison Burton, the Wood Brothers, comes out in the fifth spot. So these pit stops all going four tires, Paul Small.
And Ryan Blaney was told by his crew to stop a little short in his pit box, and that's why he got out of the middle section of pit road first. There's a little bit of a tie-up with Josh Berry and Austin Dillon and Daniel Hemric. They all had to come in at an angle. They were a little slow exiting the pits.
And Steve Post got it right by an inch. Kyle Busch is going to be the new race leader after everything cycles around when the pit stops.
Hey, I got a question for you. You hate bending over to put on your shoes? Wish you should just put them on standing or sitting without ever having to touch them? If so, then I have the shoe for you. Introducing new hands-free Skechers Slip-ins. With new Skechers Slip-ins, you just step in and off you go. You don't even need to lace up. So how do Skechers Slip-ins work? Well, there's a special smooth comfort pillow in the heel that helps your foot slide right into place. So just step in them and go. Find new hands-free Skechers Slip-ins for the whole family at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
NASCAR fans, the time is now to turn your love of racing into free tickets, merchandise, VIP experiences, and much, much more. Rack up fan rewards points by watching races at home, playing fantasy, completing challenges, and visiting tracks. Then redeem your points for epic prizes. You are in the driver's seat. What are you waiting for? Sign up for the free NASCAR Fan Rewards Loyalty Program today at NASCAR.com/fanrewards.
From Talladega Super Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Picture this. You're behind the wheel of a John Deere compact tractor. You're effortlessly breaking ground, moving piles of rocks just by moving a lever, and enjoying the sun as you clear brush across your pasture. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what this feels like, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
Corn. It's everything to Wisconsin's corn growers. It's food, it's feed, it's fuel. The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association gives members a strong and unified voice at the state and federal level. As a member, you'll have a seat at the table on issues impacting farms like yours. Help support our industry by becoming a Wisconsin Corn Growers Association member today at wicorn.org. Our state, our fields, our corn.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Bauer Built Tire of Durant.
Motor Racing Network's coverage from Talladega Super Speedway is brought to you by GEICO. GEICO's mobile app has 24/7 claim service and on-the-go policy info. It's easy to GEICO.
Here at the Talladega Super Speedway, as the field has made their pit stops here, their second trip down the pit lane after a green flag stop a little earlier in the race. We have already made our way into stage number two now. 28 official lead changes at the line among 12 different drivers. Austin Cindric and Martin Truex Jr. both have led 16 laps. That's the most by anybody.
And we're going to see a couple of wave around cars to get back on the lead lap. They include Chase Briscoe, Zane Smith, And Daniel Suarez, as you mentioned, both Postman and Alex Hayden. Kyle Busch, the first one off of pit road. He will lead the field back to the green flag when we do it. Chase Elliott will line up second. Ryan Blaney, Austin Cindric, and Harrison Burton, top five. William Byron, Christopher Bell, Alex Bowman, Michael McDowell, the pole sitter right now, is running ninth. And Bubba Wallace is 10th. Alex Hayden, anything surprise you at the moment?
Nothing has surprised me. I was going to say, because typically at Talladega, we do see the three and four wide racing. Then it settles down to single file. We didn't have that, but, you know, it's Talladega. Nothing surprises me. You got to come in here with an open mind and expect the unexpected.
You know, I like Brad Keselowski's strategy, Todd Gordon. That is a driver that obviously has a ton of confidence. He'll come to pit road one more time, I would imagine, simply to top it off with fuel. He's going to put Sunoco fuel into that Ford Mustang. But he gives up all of that track position knowing that we still have 122 laps to go. He's going to restart at the tail of the field and probably at the moment feels pretty good about it.
Yeah, there's three or four guys there. Joey Logano came with him as well. They're going to be back in the back, and they kind of played the strategy the first stage. Brad Keselowski slid to the back. He was one of the back three for most of that run, saving fuel. And this run, he just filled up at lap 65. He's only got to go 55 laps this time. We'll see where they can get to on saving fuel, what that can do to their windows.
As we've just gotten the one-to-go signal, Kim Coon, Denny Hamlin, an extended stop on the pit lane.
That's right. And remember, he had that spin under that green flag stop, a little contact with the 42. No visible damage, nothing we could see. Denny wasn't actually even complaining about anything, but the team could see something in their data that indicated something was off with the steering, so they kept him on pit road a little bit longer to fix that alignment, brought him down a second time to top off, and again, look at both the right and left front. So, Todd Gordon, if Denny's not complaining about anything, what is the team seeing in their data that would indicate a problem with the steering?
Well, all of these teams have data that they look at. They call it SMT data, but that's got throttle, it's got brake, it's got steering angle. And they've looked at that and compared what the steering wheel and what it looks like down the back straightaway before the incident and the contact, what the offset of that angle is. They saw that line was offset, the steering line was offset after the contact, which means that something has bent, the alignment has changed. So they're trying to work on that corner of the car that actually took the impact to get the wheels where they're tracking straight ahead again and bring that steering back.
We'll keep an eye on him as we get ready for a Geico restart presented by Geico. Is your insurance playbook confusing? Make it easy. Switch to Geico and get all the insurance coverage from one place. Go to geico.com today to get started.
Green flag goes in the air. It's Kyle Busch on the outside of the front row. He's got a trunk full of Chase Elliott. Downstairs, a couple of Team Penske Ford Mustang Dark Horses.
Down low, the inside line with those Ford machines. But up top, it is Kyle Busch. He's got a nose advantage up in that outside lane. Wheel to wheel as they come off turn two. Busch on the outside of Ryan Blaney.
Chevy Ford head-to-head battle for the lead here at Talladega. The Chevy's prevailing with Kyle Busch, but here come the Fords. Ryan Blaney, huge shove from Austin Cindric, will go to the lead.
It's a big push there. Harrison Burton right behind them. Those teammates working together. Chevrolet's on the outside. A third lane starting to form up on the high side with Ross Chastain.
Yeah, Ross has got a lot of work to do. He is well outside of the top 15, but he's going to try it, making it three wide further back at the front of the field through the trioval. It is Ford Mustangs at the front of the field. One, two, three. Ryan Blaney, Austin Cindric, and Harrison Burton.
When somebody mid-pack or worse jumps up to that three-wide lane and starts to lead a charge, it's even money on being Ross Chastain. He was the first man to the outside right now, but as we said, still some work to do.
And in front of Chastain, here come Austin Dillon. Here comes Shane Van Gisbergen. He'll lead the outside line as they continue to make progress up the outside. Right now, battle for the lead is back on. Kyle Busch draws even with Blaney.
Kyle Busch gets a good run with help from William Byron right behind him. Side by side through the corner. It is Austin Cindric buried all up on the back bumper there of Ryan Blaney. They're nose to nose coming off the corner.
And indeed they are, right at the front of the field all the way through the pack. As a matter of fact, two and three wide through the trioval yet again. Blaney has aspirations of leading at Talladega again. They come to the line. He's not going to be able to do that. It's Kyle Busch up front.
Busch by about a fence. defender as they enter the banking of turn number one. But Blaney digging hard back downstairs. Still has drafting help. And here they come out of the penthouse. SVG wants the lead.
Shane Van Gisbergen will power three wide around the outside of Kyle Busch and Ryan Blaney. Here's SVG. Fender out in front for a moment. Now he gets more of a shove. Shane Van Gisbergen to the lead at Talladega.
Like a rocket, he slides out in front. He will bring Austin Dillon with him. Austin Dillon, though, bailing out. He'll go to the bottom side of the racetrack, running right through the middle, side by side for the lead with a pair of Chevrolets up four.
Austin Dillon in the middle. Shane Van Gisbergen to the very outside. Ryan Blaney running right down on the double yellow line, trying to make it three wide for the lead, but he can't do it at the line. It is Austin Dillon, Shane Van Gisbergen side by side.
Allies a lap ago, adversaries now. Austin Dillon pushed Shane Van Gisbergen to the point, immediately bailed out to the middle lane. Hasn't got the job done yet. SVG still up by a nose.
SVG with help from Anthony Alfredo and Beard Motorsports power their way in the outside. The middle lane, you got Austin Dillon and Kyle Busch. Downstairs, you've got Ryan Blaney and Austin Cindric as they continue to stack it up.
Ryan Blaney, Austin Cindric in that bottom line fell back just a little bit. They get a great run through the middle of turns three and four, trying to even it up. They're battling for second, three wide up front. Shane Van Gisbergen.
He's got the Wendy's colors on board his Chevrolet Camaro. He's going to get shuffled out of line. Put the Dude Wipes Chevrolet at the front of the field at Talladega. To the lead, here comes Anthony Alfredo to pull the field to one.
Alfredo, who was in the hunt for the Xfinity Series win until the very late going yesterday, at the front of the pack now in the NASCAR Cup Series. Anthony Alfredo leads the way off two.
The field is in the hands of Fast Pasta. That's how he's known. He'll change lanes. He'll pull to the bottom of the racetrack. But that leaves Noah Gregson passage topside. Gregson goes to the lead. John Hunter Nemechek will go to second, and they're side by side for third.
Gregson getting way out in front. He's going to bring John Hunter Nemechek with him. Those front two, single file out in front of the side by side action with Anthony Alfredo. And here comes Kyle Larson side by side.
Kyle Larson, who was a lap down just a few moments ago. Alex Hayden, it did not take Kyle Larson long to crack the top five.
Not at all. He had the penalty by NASCAR to do a pass-through penalty after the green flag flew. That forced him a lap down. Patience came out. He got the free pass when we got our first caution for the end of stage number one. Good pit work, and now all of a sudden, here is Kyle Larson up to the number three spot and wanting a little more.
Here they come onto the back straightaway now, watching this three-wide battle for third. Alfredo on the bottom. Larson in the middle. Corey LaJoie topside, as now the front two will shift to the outside of the racetrack.
Single file through the front two, three-wide for that third spot. Down low to Anthony Alfredo, Kyle Larson in the middle, and here comes Corey LaJoie on the top side.
Boy, got to tip the cap to Anthony Alfredo, giving a great run to that Beard Motorsports entry. They don't run often, but when they do, they make a name for themselves, and they're doing that here this afternoon at Talladega. So is John Hunter Nemechek. He leads them back to one.
John Hunter Nemechek running the extreme outside lane, just a couple of feet off the safer barrier. He's got some challenges at the back door, though. He's got challenges to the left elbow. But for the moment, he'll lead the way off turn two.
So John Hunter takes the point. He is in the middle of the racetrack, side by side behind him, with Gregson in the middle lane, Corey LaJoie in the top lane. And here comes that third lane brewing down low. It continues to be led by Anthony Alfredo and Austin Dillon.
Anthony Alfredo trying to get him regrouped once again. They went to the front with Austin Dillon. He fell back a couple of spots. Now he's back up there battling just on the back end of the top five. Up front, John Hunter Nemechek pulls away.
Off turn number four. What a shuffle we've had here at Talladega. And looks like we're going to do it again this lap by. With Nemechek up front, three wide for the number two spot. It's Anthony Alfredo, Noah Gregson, and on the outside, here comes a hard-charging Corey LaJoie.
LaJoie letting it ride in that extreme outside lane up there in the penthouse suite, running three wide as they trail off turn number two, battling for that number two spot.
John Hunter comes out of turn number two. Again, he's in the middle lane. Last time through, he threw a block on LaJoy. He's going to stand pat in the middle for now. He'll keep everybody behind him. It's Nemechek in front by himself. Three wide, 12 rows deep behind him.
Nemechek leads that stampede behind them. Now it's starting to pick up down to the bottom side. Anthony Alfredo getting a nice push from Austin Dillon. He sticks the nose out in front of Noah Gregson, trying to give chase to the top spot.
Here they come again off of turn number four, back through the trioval, running together as one big pack with John Hunter Nemechek out front. He's now led more laps here this afternoon than he has in his entire career at the Cup Series level. But here comes Anthony Alfredo again.
Fast pasta right up onto the back bumper of the leader now. John Hunter Nemechek with Alfredo right there in his trunk. Down low, it's Austin Dillon in the middle. Noah Gregson, then topside Corey LaJoy.
Three wide for the third position now as the front two break away. The front two in Nemechek and Alfredo. They'll run the bottom of the racetrack up the back straightaway. And then that scrum that's lined up right behind him in three wide formation.
Things get a little disorganized in the bottom part, trying to get it regrouped once again. Austin Dillon down there on the bottom side in that third position. Car length further back to Ryan Blaney. They're nose to tail with Fords behind him. Up front, John Hunter Nemechek.
With 45 laps to go in stage number two at the front of the field at Talladega Super Speedway, this time by yet again, it's John Hunter Nemechek.
Tyler from Wendy's here. The best part of Wendy's new Cinnabon Pull-Apart is every part. Unlike mornings, which have no good parts, until now. Because with Wendy's new breakfast Cinnabon Pull-Apart, mornings finally don't completely suck. And now that mornings have warm cinnamon sugar rolled dough and ooey gooey frosting, are they the best part of every day? Probably not, but you get the idea. Get to Wendy's today and get the best part in every bite with the new Cinnabon Pull-Apart.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, Cinnabon is a registered trademark of Cinnabon franchisor SPD LLC.
Buckle up and hang on. This is going to be a good one.
The fans of Kansas Speedway know how to have a good time. One that celebrates fantastic finishes and family-friendly facilities. Trading paint.
We've got feuding.
And tailgating tradition. Burnouts. Beer. And barbecue. Oh, it'll for sure be a good time. And you are all invited. NASCAR weekend at Kansas Speedway, May 4th and 5th. Get your tickets now at kansasspeedway.com.
Continuing to circle under the green flag, lap number 76 of 188 have been complete. John Hunter Nemechek, Anthony Alfredo, Corey LaJoy, Noah Gregson, and Austin Dillon, your top five this lap by. From Talladega Super Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
I'm with Tom Heffernan of Tom Heffernan Ford. Tom, I like to work on my own vehicle, but I need some parts. Can you help me out?
For do-it-yourselfers, we can get any part for any Ford, Mercury, or Lincoln vehicle. We can take care of you. If we don't have it in stock, we can get it in one day for you. So if you need parts to fix your Ford, your Lincoln, your Mercury, come and see us. Tom Heffernan, the parts distributor in beautiful downtown Lake City, Minnesota. We'll take care of you from start to finish. Come and see me, 48 years in a corner, where cars and trucks lay eggs. They're cheaper in the country.
Efficiency is critical for your farming or dairy operation, so extending the life of your equipment, walls, flooring, and machinery by adding plastic liners installed by Osseo Plastics and Supply only makes sense. Plastic liners wear longer than steel, and they clean up fast. The call to Osseo Plastics will save you valuable downtime and lower repair costs for years to come. Make the smart choice and call Osseo Plastics and Supply. Have them help you become more efficient with your money and time with plastic liners and resurfaced equipment and flooring from Osseo Plastics and Supply.
We're here for you 24/7. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Welcome back to Talladega Super Speedway and a perfect Sunday afternoon here in April to go racing in the Geico 500 in the NASCAR Cup Series with our premier partners, and we can't thank them enough, Busch Light, Coca-Cola, Geico, and Xfinity.
Two cars right now, a lap down. Actually, they're two laps down. That's Zane Smith and BJ McLeod. The other 36 cars all on the lead lap, all running right together. John Hunter Nemechek, Anthony Alfredo, Noah Gregson across the line. That was your top three. Corey LaJoy and Austin Dillon complete the top five. Kyle Larson, Chris Buescher, Brad Keselowski. Yes, Brad that pitted and topped off with fuel and restarted at the tail end of the field up to eighth. Kyle Busch and Todd Gilliland. That is your top 10 on lap number 78.
as we work the middle part of stage number two here in the Geico 500. Stage number one was won by Austin Cindric. Right now, Cindric is, he's in the mix like everybody, but right in the middle of the pack on the downstairs lane there as Noah Gregson pulls alongside of John Hunter Nemechek yet again, trying to take the lead away.
Here comes Noah to the middle lane now, side by side with John Hunter Nemechek. That's the 2x2 battle for the lead as they make their way to the Alabama Gang Super Sprint.
They will race that way onto the back straightaway. John Hunter this time down to the bottom of the racetrack. He's been a little aggressive. He's been throwing some blocks, but right now he's landlocked because he's got Noah Gregson to his outside and Anthony Alfredo behind him.
Anthony Alfredo with a great run early on in this race, staying right there in that second spot. Let's go to the third lane on the outside. Chris Buescher starting that line. They're making up some ground. They're already working their way up to the fifth position.
That has been a fast way around this racetrack, all the way up against the outside safer barrier. John Hunter Nemechek across the nose of Noah Gregson. He'll throw the block there in the middle lane, and here comes Anthony Alfredo back downstairs. Already so far in this event, 79 laps in, make it 80. We have had 35 different lead changes. We'll have another one, Alex Hayden, before they get back around to the start-finish line.
So that means we're midway through stage number two. So let's find out what some of the strategies are and the thinking on the pit lane. This trip to pit road is presented by Wendy's. Check the Wendy's app for crazy burger deals. Limited time offer at participating U.S. Wendy's. Redeem in the Wendy's app. Account registration is required. See offer in the Wendy's app for details. Steve Post.
The fuel window to make it to the end of the stage is open right about now. We're 40 laps to the end of this stage. Fuel window's 40, but it could go a little bit higher with some fuel savings. So a caution now would bring everyone down and make it really, really simple. I think we're going to go 10 or 12 laps before we start seeing anything as far as pit strategy goes. There is some significant savings going on fuel, but I don't know how far that's going to take. Savings on fuel, maybe not make it to the end, make it so that you need to stop for a shorter or smaller amount of fuel when you do make that pit stop down here. But fuel window is open, and 10 laps from now would split it about even. We'll see how the strategy plays out. That's kind of what I'm hearing. Paul, how about in the midsection of pit road?
A couple of drivers here did make two pit stops under the last yellow to top off Kyle Larson and Bubba Wallace. So they're going to be able to go a little bit longer, and that means less time on pit road to refuel. Kim?
Well, that might be nice for some of the seasoned vets, but for drivers who may not have as much experience in the Cup Series, especially at the front of the pack, guys like Anthony Alfredo, we can see earlier than others, Anthony actually came on the radio about 5 or 6 laps ago and told his team, guys, it is so hard to save fuel out front or near the front of the pack. So again, for the guys that are better at fuel saving, they can stretch it a little longer, but we might see some of those younger guys, less experienced guys, come earlier.
Yeah, I definitely feel like this the pace of this race, we're probably 5 seconds slower than our fastest laps here. They're saving fuel all the way back through the field. The guys that came at 65 and topped off, there was a handful, probably 7 or 8 of them. They're in a position they can stretch this a little bit longer. I think you're going to see differing strategies between some of the younger guys, as Kim talked about, that really don't know how to save fuel, and the experienced guys. You've got Denny Hamlin that rode around the back here for quite a while. Be interesting to see how far out these guys that are really saving pretty hard can go.
83 laps complete. We've been slowed just one time for a caution flag, and that was at the end of stage number one. So 83 laps complete. Your top five as they come across the line. John Hunter Nemechek is out front. Noah Gregson is third. Anthony Alfredo, Corey LaJoie, Chris Buescher. That's your top five.
The NASCAR Powerball Playoff is back and ready to make a new millionaire in Victory Lane.
Oh, it's you! Stephanie! Ah!
Last year, it happened to Stephanie. This year, it could be you winning $1 million at NASCAR Championship Weekend. Head to Powerball.com for the list of participating lotteries and join the race for $1 million. Powerball, the official lottery game of NASCAR and home to the NASCAR Powerball Playoff.
This season, Toyota Racing is looking for jugglers.
Aha!
Not the ones who toss balls or rings. Fans that can juggle the rigors of a 10-month-long season across many different racing circuits.
Well, what if I added knives?
What if you added GR Cup, Formula Drift, and off-road racing?
If you can juggle it all, then we want you. Be part of the action at toyota.com/racing. Toyota, let's go places.
Formula Drift is a registered trademark of Formula Drifts Holdings, LLC.
84 down, 104 remain. John Hunter Nemechek continues to pace the field, but they stack up right behind Noah Gregson, Anthony Alfredo, Corey LaJoy, and Kyle Larson, top five at the moment from Talladega Super Speedway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Untangling your headphones, finding the right remote, saying goodbye to your favorite shirt that hasn't fit in 10 years. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who live in your community and answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like finding a new favorite shirt. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown Auto Owners insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
I'm Chip Flory, inviting you to join me for AgriTalk after the bell, weekdays at 2 on Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Welcome back to the Geico 500 Talladega Super Speedway, live on the Motor Racing Network. Right now, John Hunter Nemechek is pacing the field. Right behind him is Noah Gregson. And on the inside and on the move, Mike Bagley, that is Anthony Alfredo.
He's been down there the last handful of laps or so, and he's done a great job of working the draft, keeping drafting help behind him, and drafting help is scarce. He only has Austin Dillon right behind him.
And they've been strong hanging in down there in that bottom part of the racetrack. They do have some help about four car lengths to the backside of them. But we've been seeing John Hunter Nemechek continue to stay the lonesome man out front.
He is right in the middle of the racetrack, and he's going to continue to pull the field behind him. He's by himself, and right on his back bumper is going to be Noah Gregson. They're stacked up three wide from the number three spot on back. It's the Beard Motorsports entry of Anthony Alfredo downstairs.
Well, it's been a really good afternoon so far for young Anthony Alfredo. Had a great day yesterday in the Xfinity race. Got tangled up in a little bit of a mess late to ruin what could have been a race-winning type of day. But Mike Bagley, he's got it going pretty good again today.
Yeah, he does. He's doing a great job of holding his own. Others in the top 10 as well. What about the race leader? John Hunter Nemechek and Noah Gregson, Corey LaJoy. They're 1-2-3 in the middle lane off the end of the back straightaway.
That outside lane starting to get some momentum with a couple of Fords leading the way up front. That continues to be Chris Buescher. It's up there. He's got right behind him. He has got Dillon and give him a big push coming up to that third spot. A
couple of Ford Mustangs on the outside of the racetrack led by Chris Buescher. That is lane three. Behind him, Todd Gilliland. All the way down on the bottom, double yellow line. That's where you find Anthony Alfredo in the middle. Race leader, John Hunter Nemechek.
Nemechek leads the way into the 33-degree banking in turn number one. Second and third, all in single file. Then three wide formation from there on back. Three rows of three chasing John Hunter Nemechek.
That's where the log jam is now, just outside of the top five. Leaders exit two and snake their way onto the Alabama Gang super stretch. John Hunter Nemechek continues to be the maestro. He's running right down the middle of the racetrack, not throwing any blocks this time through.
Nice and smooth with that Toyota out front. The Ford right behind him with Noah Gregson. The Chevrolet right behind him with Corey LaJoy. LaJoy looks to driver's right. He's got Chris Buescher starting to mount a charge on the outside.
Off turn number four, here they come again. As we look down on the pit lane, it looks like Chase Briscoe's team is beginning to loosen up down there. And a couple of guys now putting some tires up on the wall. So perhaps we may see that. Briscoe, I believe, is one of those that took the wave around. There were a handful of cars that did the wave around just a few laps ago before we went back. Briscoe and Daniel Suarez did the wave around, Jeff, so they're going to have to come to pit road.
They're going to have to do that very shortly, Alex, as we get halfway through, a little bit further now, into stage number two. Mike Bagley, they work over in front of you.
Watching Chris Buescher lead the outside line. He's done a great job of bringing that Ford up the outside line with help from Todd Gilliland, Ryan Preece, and Shane Van Gisbergen.
Getting that big push on the outside, the bottom lane now about four cars back with Anthony Alfredo. That help we talked about a couple of laps ago, starting to form up behind them. They're working their way up to the fifth spot.
Off turn number four, we see the pit crew of Chase Briscoe on the pit lane. Yeah, here comes Briscoe. He's got the red and black Mahindra Tractors Ford Mustang Dark Horse down to 55 miles per hour. Steve Post, this is going to be a lonely pit road for Briscoe.
All by himself. Chase Briscoe brings that Ford Mustang Dark Horse into the attention of the crew. Richard Boswell, the crew chief, here he is in 3, 2, 1. Going to be four tires, Sunoco Racing Fuel. And they said make sure you get it full of Sunoco Racing Fuel. Right side tires are completed. Here they come around to the left side. Left side jack is under the car, a pump and a half. Left side tires off. Left side tires on. Chase Briscoe's down and away. But, man, he is going to be not only a lonely man on pit road, but a lonely man out on the racetrack as well.
Yeah, it won't be long. He'll look in the rearview mirror, and he will see a pack of cars closing in a hurry.
One thing that will work in his favor here is the race pace right now is not as fast as qualifying speeds. He's full of fuel, doesn't need to save. He can go wide open. I think he can keep the separation to the pack if the pack maintains saving fuel.
It's a great point as Chase Briscoe will blend back onto the racetrack by rule off of turn number two while the leaders head for Dave Moody.
He's about two-thirds of the way down the back stretch as the leaders are midway between one and two, still chasing John Hunter Nemechek.
Now the separation is exactly the length of the back straightaway. That's Chase who you heard just a moment ago. And here comes the pack right now as John Hunter Nemechek will drag them off the end of the Alabama Gang Super Stretch again with the lead.
And he's got a good separation back to Noah Gregson, about three car lengths back to Gregson, who is side by side with Chris Buescher to his right elbow on the outside lane. Down low, Anthony Alfredo drops down to bring more people with him there.
Yeah, what a show here we're seeing today in the Geico 500, Talladega Super Speedway. Buy a ticket now. The Yellowwood 500 coming your way at Talladega in October. Across the line, lap 92, John Hunter Nemechek continues to pace the field.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with Geico, we hired a scary movie victim.
Oh no, a tree fell on my car, and there's only one thing to do. Trip over my own feet and pull myself across the lawn while yelling help at a barely audible volume.
Sorry to interrupt, but you filed a claim with Geico, so you've got a designated claims team to help you.
This Geico sounds suspiciously reassuring. Are you sure I don't end up getting surprised with an unexpected twist?
Just that your Geico team will always be there to keep you updated.
No!
What is it?
Oh, nothing. I just didn't see that coming.
Geico. Great service without all the drama.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead. Feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
26 to go in stage number two. John Hunter Nemechek, Noah Gregson, Corey LaJoy, Chris Buescher, and Kyle Larson. That was your top five across the line last time by from Talladega Super Speedway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit wisconsinsoybean.org.
It's okay to dance in your waders. We call it River Pants. Real Country 1430.
haven't talked a lot about Denny Hamlin other than his mistake coming onto pit road when he spun on entry. But all of a sudden, Dave Moody at the front of the field, it is indeed Denny Hamlin.
Yeah, that FedEx Toyota. Well, now he's going to get shuffled back a little bit. And John Hunter Nemechek forges ahead, but Denny Hamlin is right back in the hunt.
Yeah, Denny Hamlin back in the mix, and everybody's tightened up even more. Three wide for the lead. Three wide, about a dozen rows deep. Busher, Gregson, and Nemechek on that front row.
Oh, Denny Hamlin down to the bottom side. We'll have to get John Hunter Nemechek in front of him. He drops down to the bottom part of the racetrack. Noah Gregson in that second spot, about a car length further back. Third row outside is Busher.
Off turn number four. Here they come back to the line. We have passed the halfway point here in the Geico 500. A few thin, wispy cirrus clouds float overhead, trying to get a peek of the Geico 500 without buying a ticket as the field rumbles to the corner.
Here they come into turn number one. It's still Noah Gregson down that middle lane. Just try to keep a nose up on that outside lane. John Hunter Nemechek down low. They are wheel to wheel for the top spot.
No one breaking out into four wide territory. Everybody content to ride in three wide formation. Noah Gregson's turn at the front of the field. He's got Corey LaJoy, Kyle Larson, and Austin Dillon right behind him in the middle lane.
And a big push from the outside lane this time from Todd Gilliland. Puts Chris Buescher out to the top spot. Brings the rest of that outside line with them. Now 10 cars on the outside. They're three wide off the corner.
Three wide racing once again at the Talladega Super Speedway. Here they come back to the tri-oval. Three lanes wide. At the front of the field on the outside is Chris Buescher. Todd Gilliland giving him the push. Downstairs to his left elbow, Noah Gregson.
Noah Gregson trying to stay with him, but he's going to fall back in that middle lane. Outside line has got all the momentum right now. Chris Buescher, the new leader, as they make their way off turn two.
Matter of fact, it's a three-car breakaway, and the stacking up of traffic is from fourth on back. That's where Noah Gregson looks to driver's right. Shane Van Gisbergen is there. Here's Ryan Preece. He'll start a run. He wants the battle for the number two position.
And Shane Van Gisbergen shoots out like a cannon to the top side of the racetrack, battling for that second spot as some drivers continue to jockey their way to the bottom part of the racetrack. Up front, it's Chris Buescher.
Buescher leading the field here at Talladega. That makes us 42 official lead changes here at the start-finish line. Maybe a 43rd. Outside lane is a rolling, and it's Shane Van Gisbergen to the lead again at Talladega.
Van Gisbergen to the high line, takes it upstairs. He's got the lead in that Wendy's-sponsored machine. Now he'll slide down the banking all the way to the low lane. He's got Buescher in his rear view.
And now they're stacked up side by side for third. Joey Logano has made it to the front of the field. Haven't talked about Joey a lot today, but he is there right in the mix. He is side by side right now with Ryan Preece for position number four.
Right back there on the outside. Slide. Now a third lane again. Bubba Wallace gets a Toyota Brigade up on the top side. But up front, Shane Van Gisbergen has the top spot, single file through the top four.
Boy, he is putting on a show here this afternoon. Just so much talent. Talking about Shane Van Gisbergen, who leads at the moment at Talladega. You referenced a moment ago, 43 different lead changes. Make it 44 at the line as Chris Buescher gets by. Now, we're not there yet to the record, but, man, if we keep up this pace, it's going to be in danger of taking place here this afternoon.
You're right. We're just past the halfway point in today's Geico 500, and we've already had 44 official lead changes. The most ever here at Talladega Super Speedway is 88. That's happened not once but twice, both times in the month of April. It happened in 2010 and 2011.
Right now, it is Chris Buescher out front. Shane Van Gisbergen got shuffled back to third. Todd Gilliland tucks in line right behind our race leader.
When I was a kid, my grandpop used to say to my grandma, "I love you to the moon and back." It always symbolizes deep love for her. So this Mother's Day, I've created a beautiful to the moon and back sterling silver diamond necklace. Go to IHateStevenSinger.com and see the silhouette of a crescent moon filled with sparkling diamonds, hugging a silver heart engraved with "I love you to the moon and back" right on the other side. See this magnificent Mother's Day gift now at IHateStevenSinger.com. It's only $98. Ship for free. IHateStevenSinger.com.
From the infield garages to the race shops, NASCAR Hot Pass is your all-access ticket to the latest news from the sport.
Well, we got them down. Now we put our foot on them. And that's the attitude you got to have.
I don't think it's a move that can have any success at Martinsville. I still don't know why it worked.
Stay up to date with all of your favorite drivers all year long.
Get to the Final Four is what every driver in NASCAR's goals are.
NASCAR Hot Pass, weekday mornings from the Motor Racing Network.
We just worked lap 100. We've got green flag pit stops on deck from Talladega Super Speedway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built, built on service.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
I'm Chip Flory, inviting you to join me for AgriTalk After the Bell, weekdays at 2 on Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Green flag pit stops underway. Lap 102, Steve Post.
Michael McDowell was in, as well as Brad Keselowski. Chris Buescher getting pit stops here on 102. Kim Kuhn, it looks like, and looking at the head of pit road, you are getting ready to get busy. More cars are headed your direction.
And the sign for William Byron is waving. Here he is. Byron's going to stop. They're going to put that fuel in that Chevrolet. Also in Corey LaJoy, the lap before. I had some Fords in, but more cars are headed to the end of pit road, Steve.
Alex Bowman bringing his Chevy Camaro in as well. We got Eric Jones in his Toyota in. Here is Daniel Suarez getting pit service. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. as well on lap 103, Paul Small.
And Ross Chastain and Austin Dillon coming in for fuel, Sunoco fuel only as well. And one driver coming in, one lap previous.
Trouble
to
exiting
that.
The pit lane. Corey LaJoy spins on that group of cars that came off of pit road. There is some standing water below the racing surface as they were accelerating. Jeff, Corey LaJoy got in that water. The car looped around on him, and he's been able to grab a gear.
Yeah, and he